With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A nation mourns following the assassination of Salem radio host Charlie Kirk.
Charlie was the best of America, and the monster who attacked him was attacking our whole country. An assassin tried to silence him with a bullet, but he failed, because together we will ensure that his voice, his message, and his legacy will live on for countless generations to come.
The president says that Charlie Kirk can never be forgotten.
Today, because of this heinous act, Charlie's voice has become bigger and grander than ever before, and it's not even close. May God bless his memory, may God watch over his family, and may God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
And this message from Salem Media Group CEO Dave Santrella. We are closely monitoring the tragic news regarding Charlie. Our hearts are heavy for him, his family, his friends, and all those impacted in Utah. As a Salem family, we lift him and his loved ones up in prayer, asking God for healing, strength, and protection during this difficult time. Well, meanwhile, earlier reports had said the assassin had been apprehended. Police say that is not true. A person of interest was detained, was later released. Another person also detained, likely to be released. The gunman, as of this moment, has not been arrested. Utah authorities say the shooter wore some type of dark clothing and fired from the roof on the Utah Valley University campus, approximately 200, maybe 300 yards away. Not a great distance necessarily, but police say that person would have had to have had some type of training, possibly as a sniper. This is SRN News. Another medical facility gets out of the transgender business.
MultiCare Mary Bridge Children's Hospital in Tacoma, Washington will no longer give kids puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. The hospital does not and will not perform sex change operations on children either. Mary Bridge is just the latest in a growing group of medical facilities that are quitting transgenderism under threat from President Trump, who says he will take away their federal funding if they don't stop. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Orleans and Archdiocese has agreed to a $230 million proposed settlement for survivors of sexual abuse by Catholic priests. The agreement paves the way for a final resolution to negotiations and a series of similar settlements by the church. The New Orleans Archdiocese had filed for bankruptcy in May of 2020 rather than handle each abuse claim separately. This is SRN News. Ford is recalling 1.5 million vehicles. John Scott explains.
The rearview camera may show a blank or distorted image on the center display screen while the vehicle is in reverse, which can reduce or distort the driver's view of what's behind the car and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain vehicles from model years 2015 to 2019 of the Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKC, Mustang, Ranger, Transit, Transit Connect, Econoline, Edge, Expedition, F-250SD, F-350SD, F-450SD, and F-550SD. John Scott reporting.
Authorities say three teens wounded, one of them later died, after one of them opened fire with a handgun at a school in suburban Denver. It's not clear what led to that shooting at Evergreen High School, and authorities say the investigation continues. More details at srnnews.com.